Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fav for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our 101st podcast. Today's opening topic is what we call the bundling of casino trips with other things that we like, bundled casino vacations. And what are the other things that we like? Well, swimming, skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiles, college football, college baseball, college basketball, professional hockey, professional football. Yeah, we can make a casino a part of all those things and be pretty close to the same place at the same time. And we could add championship golf courses to that list, and also something new. How about e-bikes? Let the batteries do the work. There's just so much to do in terms of putting trips together. And we're going to recommend, this is so painful, I guess we have to talk about it, to plan these trips for 2021. When is that vaccine going to come? Is it going to be January, February, March, April, May? I don't think you'll actually be safe unless you start to talk about something after July 1st. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm just disappointed with the things that you hear every day. And the things that you hear every day are contradicted by what you hear the next day. So as of this early date in December, there's still so much uncertainty. In Pennsylvania, statewide, we're fearing a shutdown enforced by our governor, Governor Wolf. And, you know, this time of the year for so many businesses is so important. You know, hair salons with getting ready for Christmas and New Year's Eve. Obviously, restaurants, you know, fine dining. New Year's Eve, it's one of the biggest nights of the year for them. It goes on and on. It's just so painful to talk about the losses and, you know, the high unemployment and so on. So I just want you to lift your head and look down the road in time, and let's start talking about this time in 2021, early December 2021. And we're going to take you to beautiful Lake Tahoe, Nevada. And what would you find there? You would find what we consider to be one of the most perfect bundles you could ever put together. So we'll be right back and talk about it. Hang on, please. Well, we're going to use the Hyatt Regency at Lake Tahoe Resorts, Ball, and Casino. 111 Country Club Drive, Incline Village, Nevada. As the model for what you will find, and please go online. Even if you just go to the Hyatt Regency site, just type it in, the pictures they use to show you the area, it's just gorgeous. But the Hyatt Regency, and I, with full transparency, I am a member, a card-carrying member of the Hyatt Hotels. You know, you get points when you stay. You get so many points, you get free nights. Well, anyway, that's sort of a leftover from my comps and gambling. But anyway, the accommodations there, there's 422 guest rooms, and there's 24 lakeside cottages with fireplaces. And Hyatts offer what they call the Grand Bed, high-speed internet access, LCD flat screen, television, remote control, all that, voicemail, video messaging, turn-down services available, in-room laptops, size electric safe. Oh, you can put them in there. That's just good. And hey, two bathrobes and a refreshment center. And we already talked about that, how important it is to us to have a coffee maker and complimentary coffee and tea in your room. And if you needed an ironing board with an iron, oh, come on. But most of the casino resorts there are the same way as the Hyatt Regency. They're surrounded by the beauty of the Sierra Mountains. And, you know, I can definitely understand how people living in Arizona and southern Nevada, to get away from the desert, would just love going to Lake Tahoe. And we're talking about wintertime now. You're about 4 miles away. They have so many ski resorts there. And the Hyatt Regency, along with many others, you can just check, of course, on your own, has a shuttle every 30 minutes during ski season, which I think opens December 10th. So it's just wonderful. And I like the Diamond Peak Ski Resort area because the slopes are, you know, for the speed burners, for accomplished skiers, for good skiers, and then this for beginners and for kids. They actually have sledding for kids too. So you can go to Diamond Peak and you can find a slope that you can survive on and have a good time. And of course, the Hyatt has hot tubs outside available 24/7 all year long. So, you know, come on. It's just great. It's absolutely beautiful. But it's only 34 miles, which is about under an hour, say 50, 55 minutes from the Reno airport. And if you fly to Reno, I want to tell you, because I've done it several times, it's the most friendly airport. It just looks like a giant ski lodge. And if you get a rental car, which I do, we do, Janie and I, and it's you just go to that area of the rental cars, and you open the door, and you cross a little street. And I mean a little street, like in a small town. And the rental cars are there inside a garage. So, I mean, you can't beat it. It's just like, it's so convenient, you know. We flew out of there so early in the morning, and, you know, it was just dark. And, you know, we're in a strange city and a strange airport, and just driving to it from downtown Reno where we were staying in what they call the Row, the three hotels. I'll bring them up later in the podcast. And, you know, we had no problems whatsoever. You know, to get there, it's not like L.A. or even Las Vegas on a Saturday night. It's, you know, the roads are comfortable, you know. But the biggest difference for me was the air, the mountain air. You just felt refreshed and good, you know. It wasn't the furnace that Las Vegas can be. So whether it's skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling, you know, that you can rent, no matter what it is, you'll find something you will enjoy. And, you know, when Jeremy Ellerick interviewed us for the Ten Commandments of Gambling on his YouTube, Color Up YouTube episode, he had mentioned that he's considering, his wife and family are considering going with him to Reno, to the Reno area, the Lake Tahoe area, actually, because they enjoy hiking, you know, and that's the same thing. You know, there's the forest in northern Nevada are not, what's the word, clogged up with underbrush. You know, they're pine forest, and the pines are high, and it's cleared out. It's easy to walk through. And again, I'm past that hiking thing, but they do have a 3-mile paved trail road, which those e-bikes, it's just, you know, fantastic to take an e-bike and enjoy that. You know, I'm not going to work my butt off on vacation, you know, and take it easy, buddy. So I'm talking about the wintertime. Obviously, they have, you know, a private beach, and they have beaches there. But I still would ask you to consider, they have lakeside cottages with fireplaces, kitchenettes, and it's open to lake views, you know. And so if you do go in the wintertime, consider, if you want more privacy, an upgrade to a lakeside cottage. It's not the kind of cottage you think about when Boy Scout and Girl Scout camps from years ago, you know. These are homes, you know, near the lake, on the lake, I should say. But there are casinos everywhere in this hotel area, and the Hyatt Regency has a small casino too. And some of the casinos are open 24/7. So I'm going to mention the Tahoe Bitmore Lounge. It's a famous place. It's 24/7 on food, and it's also 24/7 on their casino. And you know, you can even explore casinos, you know, in your daily jaunts and have some fun with that too. So, fine dining and plus ordinary restaurants, you know, it's your pick. And you have cottages, private cottages available. And almost all of these places are pet friendly. You know, talk about that. Get the price for bringing your dog. Now, we're not going to fly our guy all over into Reno. But if we were driving to Reno from southern Nevada, we probably would bring our dog with us. And so it's available, you know, pet-friendly hotels. But these are gorgeous hotels. So bundle, whether, you know, whatever it is. Golf is not available, obviously, in December. But instead of just a ski resort, it's, to me, it has the beauty of really an alpine lake. I think it's the largest alpine lake in America. It's Lake Tahoe is just gorgeous, gorgeous place, you know, with the mountains surrounding it. And, you know, so you can hike, you can go through the trails, and you can do all the winter things, but you can still enjoy gambling. Hate to say it that way, but it's the truth. Now, wherever you live, you can probably put together a ski trip that offers similar things that I talked about with the skiing. You know, but you can also tie to a casino resort. So I'm going to give you two. In New York State, Western New York, in Salamanca, New York, there's an Allegheny Casino. It's a tribal casino, and it's pretty close to St. Bonaventure, if you know basketball. They're famous for basketball. It's a great school, and I would consider a winter ski trip there. They also have an indoor pool. It's beautiful. So the Allegheny Casino in Salamanca, New York, which is Western New York, and it's tribal. And also, not far from my home, an hour and a half or so, the Nemacolin Five-Star Resort in Western Pennsylvania. They have skiing. They have snowmobiling. It's absolutely couple thousand acres. And they also have the Lady Luck Casino. So, and they have a shuttle service from, there's options there, cottages, condominium types, places, five-star hotel area. It's just your pick. But you can tie it to a casino. So, you know, play around with that and see what you can put together as far as a place where you could go. Pet-friendly maybe is important, where you can put together all those winter activities with gambling when you come back from your day outside in the elements of winter. Okay, short break, and we're going to come back and talk about bundling college football, basketball, baseball, professional hockey, and the NFL football wars with casinos. That's a bundle and a half, isn't it? All right, we'll be right back. Well, I can say with certainty that by next fall, every American will have had an opportunity to get vaccinated against the COVID-19. So assuming that that is absolutely true, where can you go to cover a professional football game or a professional hockey game or to see any football or basketball team in the Mountain West and be able to stay at a casino resort? And that obviously is Las Vegas, because you have the T-Mobile Arena and Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders, and you have men and women's college basketball, and then you have the Mountain West football at UNLV as well. Of course, I mentioned the T-Mobile Arena without mentioning the Golden Knights professional hockey team. Come on, Fav. So Las Vegas covers even the professional women's basketball. I mean, you got it covered in Las Vegas, because the Las Vegas Aces women's professional basketball team is also there. So just by looking at schedules online for next fall into winter, you can choose professional hockey, football, and basketball, college basketball for men and women, and stay in Las Vegas. Hey, that's an easy bundle. And hey, I'm telling you this, I'll be there. I'll be doing it. Oh my goodness, you bet I will. You can also do this by conference. You know, if you're not a Las Vegas kind of person, you'd rather do it in your own area or close to your own area. Let's talk about Ohio State. You know, Columbus, Ohio. So you're going to, if you're a Big Ten fan, it may not be Ohio State, or it may be, but it could be somebody else that's coming into Columbus to play. And you could stay at the El Dorado Gaming at Scioto Downs. That's outside of Columbus, Ohio. It has a Columbus, Ohio mailing address. It's on 6000 South High Street. And High Street runs right by Ohio State University. So that's another way you can do it. If you're concerned about the Mountain West football and basketball, but you don't want to go to Vegas, of course, you can go to Reno, to University of Nevada, Reno, and stay at a casino in the Row downtown, just a few blocks from the campus. And there's three casinos connected. The Silver Legacy is the one that we choose to stay in. And you can see a football or a basketball game there, men or women basketball. And it may not be that you follow University of Nevada, but you might follow Fresno State, for example, you know, another team in the Mountain West. So that's another way to look at it. You know, you can bundle these things just with a little bit of work on your part. And if you are following a team that's not in a conference, sort of has a national schedule, that'd be the University of Notre Dame. And not that you're a Notre Dame fan, but you can go there and see USC, you know, Navy, whatever. You could, the thing is, this year Notre Dame has committed to the ACC because of the pandemic, but they already said next year they're going to go back to their national schedule and be independent again. So if you're doing that, and we've done this dozens of times, find out when your favorite team is playing at Notre Dame, get yourself a ticket early, and then you're looking to stay at Blue Chip Casino in Michigan City, Indiana. And again, I'm just giving you ideas. You know, choose your favorite conference, choose your team, choose your location, and look for casinos that are close enough that you could stay there at the casino resort, attend the game, and then come back to the casino resort in the evening to enjoy even more of your favorite things. That would also be true for men's basketball at Notre Dame. They play a national schedule. Let's just say, for example, you follow George Izzo from Michigan State or Steve Alford from the University of Nevada. You know, you look on the schedule and you may see teams like that. That you, if you're in a Midwesterner, you can, rather going to California or somewhere else to see your favorite coach and team, they might be coming into Notre Dame to play because Notre Dame basketball also plays a national schedule in the preseason. They are in the ACC conference, however. So why not see the University of North Carolina at Notre Dame if you're a Carolina fan? Why not see Duke at Notre Dame? If, you know, these are all things that you know, that you can do by bundling your casino vacations, attaching them to other things that you like to do. And we talked about, you know, winter sports. If you are vaccinated and you want to go in terms of swimming, and I talked about beaches earlier in the podcast, my wife will be the first one to concur that there's no place like Las Vegas to tie fantastic and amazing swimming pools to casinos, you know. So I'm just bringing that back up again. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and I'm going to come back today and talk about some odds and ends, some things that I think you'd be a little bit surprised by or you'd be happy to know about, but they're not in the news per se. So we'll be right back. Very short break. Ooh. Well, I don't think you'd find easily someone who said they're defending smoking. And it's not, and I'm not defending smoking. But the person I'm going to tell you about will probably defend smoking because he was a smoker and he went into a tobacco outlet store in Beaver County, which is part of Western Pennsylvania. And he bought a scratch-off ticket. And while he was picking up a pack of cigarettes, and wouldn't you know it, the scratch-off ticket paid, count them, $1, $2, $3 million. And if he wasn't a smoker, some other smoker would have bought it in that store. That's the damn truth. So that's one time when maybe being a smoker was ultimately a good thing. Maybe not for him, but for his family. Okay. And here's another item that might shock you. I'm talking about the state of Pennsylvania here, but it may apply to your state as well because around the country this has been true. If I was going to say the total gaming revenues from across the state would increase by 13% in 2020 as compared to, let's just pick a month, October 2019, compare that revenue to October 2020, which of course is during the pandemic, there's been an increase of revenue by 13%. And this is from the Pennsylvania Gaming Control Board. And what, can you guess why in the other states that have this, gaming improved, the gaming revenues were higher, even though the revenues from slot machines and table games were down, quite down? Well, you guessed it. If you guessed it, it's sports betting. And I'll tell you, the new rage is sports book betting by app. And, you know, when the casinos reopen and completely and it's and you feel comfortable and safe, you're going to see some amazing changing in sports books because sports books in casinos are so exciting right now. Even the smaller ones, but it's the sports apps that have saved a lot of the casinos from going under. And that includes some of the ones in Las Vegas. And some of the locals in Las Vegas, it's still big sports apps, even though they may not have giant sports books. And, you know, finally, in today's podcast, I'm not going to go into crab stock today because I miss my crab sessions because of the surge. You know, my wife and I talked it over, and we feel we're close to a vaccine. It might be a couple months or so, but we weren't going to risk it because there is a hell of a surge going on here in Western Pennsylvania right now. I'm talking about the surge of COVID-19. And so I just didn't get into a crab table. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for that. It's just something real, you know, because we're senior citizens. But and that's also another issue. You don't have to be a senior citizen to be in danger. There were stories in the news in Pittsburgh about bus drivers in their 30s and 40s dying, police officers, first responders, from this wicked, wicked virus. But nonetheless, I just wanted to think, if you were going to change your vacation plans, if you already have bookings. We have friends who booked Vegas in September and friends who booked Vegas in October of 2021, assuming that by that time they will be vaccinated. One couple is our age, another couple was quite younger, but they just feel that, you know, any American who wants to be vaccinated will have been vaccinated by September 2021. And I think that's a winning bet for sure. We really haven't decided what we're going to do yet. In terms of, we have places booked before that, and we have to think about it, think very tightly about that and close about that. But so we'll let you know, because I like to meet up with our listeners when we can. But right now, even though we're booked and have reservations and hotels and have our flight, I'm just not certain I'm going to go through with it, because we're just so close to the finish line. I don't want to screw up now. So I wonder if you have those same thoughts. Don't feel guilty about it. I think it's just an instinct called survival. So I wanted to share that in all honesty with you. So we again come to the end of another podcast, episode 101. We thank all of you who are loyal listeners and those of you who have found us for the first time. We often give advice on gambling. Today we did not, but that's not so important. We hope you enjoyed the casino of your choice and felt safe there. And if you didn't, start planning those bundled casino vacations, more or less, that we talked about throughout the podcast. Casinos USA is still a place in our hearts where every day is Saturday. And again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.